We have an exciting program. We have a lot to cover, and we're going to open it up big, go big or go home, with a lot of hot topics. And as you can imagine, our first three presenters are all subject matter experts in everything from government relations to statutes to everything from D.C. to Austin and back. As Freddie Warner's CV says, more than 30 states in D.C. So, Freddie, if you know more than 30 states in D.C., that's 29 states in D.C. more than me. So I just will give a very brief opening here. Missy Apodaca has been with us. She is with Catton. She has had an in-house counsel role. She has been out-house counsel. She has been at THA in government relations and lobbying. She really has done it all, and she brings that breadth of expertise to everything she does, whether she's advising HMOs, whether she's advising physician groups, multi-practice specialties, you name it, she's got it, she's done it. So I encourage you to ask questions either in front of everybody or privately, because she's got the answers. I mentioned Freddie Warner. Freddie Warner, of course, has been with us before. He is with the Memorial Hermann System and is their government relations specialist. He, too, has a wealth of knowledge. A lot of people want to ask him questions out in the hall privately. I would urge you to ask it in front of all of us, because we can all learn from it. I don't know what it is about Freddie that he invokes that kind of behavior, where people want to talk to him in dark hallways, but it does happen. And Freddie, you know it. Last but certainly not least is Catherine Yoder from Parkland. She, too, has had an unbelievable past and career. Again, knowing the representatives, knowing the governor's office, she had a stint there, now with Parkland in charge of their government relations. And so we welcome all of them. Thank you for being with us.
Sorry about that. Good morning. We're excited to be your first panel. Hopefully everyone's awake and heavily caffeinated. We like that. I'm going to start off. We're here to talk about the healthcare industry, significant state and federal policy changes on the horizon. And we hope that you can really understand after our discussion about things are a-changing. There is going to be some significant changes in especially the PBM, the pharmacy benefit manager world, and hospital world. So I'm going to touch real quickly on the pharmacy benefit manager, PBMs, and what's going on in that world. And then Freddie and Catherine are going to talk about from the hospital perspective, both from a not-for-profit system and a hospital district. And I think you will find it fascinating what's going on in our world and what we deal with on a daily basis. So here are the topics. And basically, you know, like I said, there's significant federal and state policy changes on the horizon, and it's likely going to change the industry. The hospitals and PBMs have been under increased scrutiny. Basically some targeted campaigns by other stakeholders, including pharma and the health plans. And so these targeted campaigns have been going on for about 5 years, and we've seen some significant legislation, and we will continue to see significant legislation impacting the industries. These targeted campaigns are sort of finger pointing to PBMs and hospitals for being the reason for the increase in healthcare pricing, and also for being not being transparent. These targeted campaigns basically started in 2019, really started with the PBMs. And then they've also moved into hospitals over the last 4 years. And so it's been interesting, because you may or may not remember, in the last 4 years, we also had COVID. So we're doing all this, we're saving lives, we're keeping our states open, and then we're also, hospitals are being blamed for rising hospital costs. So we'll talk at length about this. The legislation both at the state and the federal level has significant headwinds. And so we'll see, you know, how they're going to impact the market. And if you have those clients, I would definitely, you know, sort of be watching this more if you're not watching it yet. We have a lot of good materials and links in our CLE materials. And so please use those as a resource. And if you have any questions, let us know.